Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace?
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. Chuck Bryant, how you doing, man?
I am well. That sounded very unsure.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same way. Is it? Chuck and I are recording on a Monday. Jerry's forcing us to. Usually we record on Fridays. It's the last thing we do in the week, which is why we're so chipper and up and drunk. And you know, this is a shift. It's different.
Yeah, it's like a funeral.
It's harsh on our buzz.
Plus, it's kind of cloudy out, and the weather.
I know.
Affects me. I have sad seasonal affective disorder.
Do you really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like diagnosed?
No.
Self-diagnosed?
Yeah.
Are you also self-medicating?
No.
Okay.
I'm not into that.
Good for you. Good for you, Chuck. All right, well, I have a question for you.
Fire away.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, did you have one of those little plastic shavers, little razors?
Yes.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use it or did you just leave it around?
Yeah, I remember getting into my dad's shave cream and playing around like I had facial hair.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Right. And now we do have facial hair.
Like I know. It's men. Kind of like when I was a kid, I when I was like seven, mm-hmm. all I wanted to do was mow the lawn, right?
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
And then come eight, I actually got to mow the lawn. And the first three times were heaven.
Right.
Then after that, I was like, you are such a chump.
Yeah.
Same thing with shaving. It was like really exciting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now it's... Things just get kind of mundane after you do them a number of times, huh?
Yeah, I was pretty late to the a late bloomer to the facial hair too. So
were you?
Later on in high school, like my friend Jim that you've met,
yes,
he is of Arabic descent, and Jim literally had a mustache when he was in like the eighth grade.
Yeah,
it was one of those thin ones,
uh-huh.
And he's a drummer in a band, and so he had the little like the mullet and the mustache.
Yep, I knew a kid like that too. His name was Ron. He was of Polish descent. And he actually, his voice was deep in the third grade, and
mm-hmm.
his stash started coming around a little after that.
Yeah, I developed a little later. I'm still developing.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your voice is still changing, isn't it?
It is.
They're very nice, Chuck. Sexy. Have you ever wondered, though, why, how about this for a segue? Have you ever wondered, Chuck, why humans even have body hair?
I hadn't until... I read this article and then it kind of occurred to me. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why do we have hair?
Actually, this isn't the first time I've thought of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you think that when you were a little kid?
No, anthropology student.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't down with anthropology.
All right, remember how we were just talking about shaving the face?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that you or I will probably spend about a month out of our lives shaving?
I'll probably spend less than that, but yeah, I'm below average. I shave about once a week.
I shave once a week, too. God, we are made for each other, aren't we?
I know.
Wow. All right, well, let's get to this, all right?
Yes, humans have hair.
Why does your hair grow, the hair on your head, grow longer than the hair on your arms? Chuck Bryant.
Well, before we go there, Josh, we need to understand a little bit about hair. Can we go there? What happens is when you're talking hair growth, you have cells inside the hair follicles. They divide and they multiply.
Right.
And then space fills up inside the follicle and it pushes older cells out.
Right. Because hair is actually just like the protein keratin
mm-hmm.
and dead cells.
Yep.
Right.
That's
that have hardened.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of gnarly when you,
it is.
When you put it like that.
Did you know like something like 98% of all dust is dead skin cells?
Ew, really?
Uh-huh.
Ugh. It's like bed bugs. Not to get off on another tangent, but all that stuff grosses me out.
Sure.
Never bring a black light into a hotel room. That's all I have to say.
Right.
So as space fills up, it pushes the older cells out, like I was saying, and those cells harden and exit the follicle and forms a hair shaft.
Right.
Which you said is mostly dead tissue and keratin, correct?
Right. Yes.
So that's basically what's going on. But it happens in spurts. It rests and it active and resting phases.
So the active phase, the growth phase, is called the anagen phase.
Yes, sir.
And then there's the telogen phase, and those are resting phases. And strangely enough, your different parts of your body go through different phases at different times.
Right, which is what you're talking about with the arm and the head.
Right. So your arm hair has much longer telogen or resting phases than your hair head, or your head hair.
Head hair.
Yes. Which I usually just call hair, which is why this is going to be a really confusing podcast.
I know, because there's different types of hair on different parts of your body, so.
Yeah, let's caveat that right now. If we just say hair, we're talking about the head, the scalp.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Everything else is facial hair, arm hair, you know, there's a qualifier.
But let's go ahead and get the different types of hair out of the way.
Let's do it.
What you have in the womb, are little tiny hairs called, lanugo.
That's how I pronounced it too.
Okay, good. Then after you're born, babies grow vellus, which is fine, unpigmented hair across your body.
It's like peach fuzz.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah, little babies' heads are all soft.
They're so cute.
They are. And then you hit puberty, most of us, and the vellus hairs give way to terminal hairs, and they're a little more coarse, and that's what you find underneath your armpits and around your genital area.
Or on my back.
On
your shoulders.
Back, sure.
You have seen it.
Hairy back?
Holy cow.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you with your shirt off.
I'm like a class 4 or Robin Williams level of hairy.
Wow.
I'm not quite there. It's up there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not that bad. I have the creepers that come around the collar, but Emily waxes me from time to time.
Does she?
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is shaved by my sister down to where the collar of his undershirt comes.
Uh-huh.
And if you ever see him with his shirt off, it's like hair, no hair. Yeah. It's really hilarious.
It's like the redneck tan.
Kind of, yeah.
That's nice. So then back to the hair that we all think about, the hair on the scalp, the thicker hair, eyebrows, eyelashes, that's also terminal hair, which is the same as what a lot of people call pubic hair.
Yes.
It's actually the same type of hair. You might not think so, but it is. It's terminal.
Okay, so, and then a different kind of hair, this is distribution, not the type of hair, is androgenic.
Yes.
And that's like your facial hair, your chest hair, your arm hair, and it's usually stimulated by the hormone testosterone.
Right.
So there you have it.
And then you add all that up together, Josh, and you get about 5 million individual hairs for an average adult.
Which is strange because that's about the same density as a chimpanzee. Did you know that?
I did, and this is where it gets a little more interesting. Let's get all that science-y stuff.
Thank God.
Get all those terms out of the way. Now we're talking about chimps, and this is something that I did not know until I read this. We actually don't have fewer hairs than a chimpanzee. It's the size of the hair, actually.
They're shorter and less coarse.
Yeah.
So amazing? We have about the same number of hair follicles, or at least the same density of them as a chimp.
Yeah, I bet no one would answer that unless they knew.
No, but we could.
Well, sure.
We should totally go to Triv tonight.
And now the dozens of people who listen to our podcast can know that, too.
Exactly.
But we also, on the chimps, we also share the same, hairless parts, which is, lips, palms, and soles of the feet. No hair.
I have hair on my palms.
Well, I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
All right. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
Hey-o. So Josh, do we need to talk about some theories?
Yeah, I like this. This is why I've thought about this before, because we were taught this kind of stuff in anthropology.
Okay,
my anthropology classes.
You're the whiz.
Okay, so my favorite theory, this is the one that makes the most sense to me, is that we started losing our hair when we became bipeds.
Right.
If you look at most primates, they have a tendency to walk on their knuckles as well as their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they move most quickly.
Right.
Which would require you have a lot of hair on your back, because then that whole area is exposed to the sun.
Exactly.
The whole point of hair, well, actually, there's two points, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is to regulate body heat.
Right.
To keep your body warm.
Sure.
And the other is to protect from UV radiation from the sun.
Yep.
Okay?
Pretty cool.
So once we started walking upright, we needed hair on our head, mm-hmm. some on our shoulders, maybe a little on our back, some on the chest. And then, you know, everything else is kind of sexual, right?
Absolutely. I think about one-third of our bodies are exposed to sunlight mm-hmm. once we started walking upright.
Right. So that's the one that makes most sense to me. But that's pretty far from the only theories. What else you got?
Well, there was another one I thought was kind of cool. That one theory was that early man was a water-dwelling ape.
Mm-hmm.
So since they were in the water, you know, you don't need hair in the water. You don't see a lot of hairy fish.
No, nor hippopotami or rhinos or anything
elephants.
Like that. Yes.
Spend a lot of time.
They're all mammals. They have very sparse hair growth, right, because they're in the water a lot.
Absolutely. So I kind of like that one.
Yeah, that one makes sense. The other one that makes sense to me is that about 1.7 million years ago, we went from a basically a forest-dwelling species to kind of moving more out in the open, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since we're in the forest, we would not be exposed to the sun as much, and it'd be cooler because we're out of the sun, so we would need more hair
right.
to keep our body temperatures higher, right?
Right.
Once we move out into the open savanna, we don't need the hair anymore.
Why did we move out there? Was that when we started developing
probably
weapons
food.
And
we
stuff?
We always move for food.
Okay.
Usually food is the basis of migration.
That's where all the good meat was.
Yeah. Okay, so the thing is if we lose our hair and we're now exposed to the sun, Chuck,
mm-hmm.
we still need to protect ourselves from UV rays, but we need to use a method that doesn't keep us hot, right?
Sure.
Enter skin pigment.
Okay, this is news to me.
Okay, so actually, there was this researcher in 2000, Dr. Rosalind Harding at mm-hmm. Oxford, and she went back and traced the evolution of the MC1R gene.
Uh-huh.
This is the gene that produces either a dark pigment or a lighter reddish pigment,
okay,
depending on where we live in our exposure to the sun.
Right.
The closer you live to the equator, the darker pigmented you're going to be,
okay,
because it protects skin from sun cancer,
right?
Or skin cancer, that kind of thing, right?
Sun cancer, I like that.
Sun cancer, it's the worst kind. So Professor Harding, or Dr. Harding, I'm sorry, traced the mutations on this gene as they're found in African populations, which, strangely enough, there's no variation
uh-huh.
among Africans of this gene.
Okay.
And if you go and you look at Asians, you look at people of Nordic descent,
mm-hmm.
Native Americans, we all have the MC1R gene, but there's variations on it. In Africans, it doesn't matter where you go on the African continent, it's, you find the same exact gene with the same exact mutations.
Interesting. And that's the birthplace of humanity.
Yes.
Many believe.
Sure.
So, myself.
Which I was also surprised, we apparently only exited Africa within the last like 50,000 years.
Really?
I thought it was way further back than that. But I read an article in the New York Times that said different.
Wow, and they know.
Sure. So anyway, Dr. Harding traced the evolution of this gene through mutations back to about the last time it swept through the African population.
Ah.
And she found that that was about 1.2 million years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the point of this is that when this gene, when this mutation would have swept through, thus darkening everyone's pigment,
right?
We would have needed it then. So for at least the last 1.2 million years, Dr. Harding posits that we've been hairless.
Gotcha.
Wow. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That all makes sense.
It does.
I love it when it comes together like this. It all makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
But I also like biological and anthropological abnormalities that don't add up.
I know you do. Let's hear about it.
Well, no, I don't have... Well, are you talking about the hairy guys?
The very hairy guys, yeah.
That actually wasn't a setup, but I'll take it. So we are talking about hypertrichosis.
Okay.
Which some people might have seen. They're called the wolf people.
Yeah, I don't know if they call themselves that.
Well... They may not, but okay. That's what they're called in the research I've done.
All right.
Victor, Larry, and Gabriel Danny Ramos Gomez are in a family of 19 that span five generations.
Wait, what?
That's their name.
No. A family of what?
A family of 19.
Holy cow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's 19 over five generations.
Well, there is bound to be some genetic mutations in a family of 19.
Absolutely. So they all suffer from that rare condition. It's called congenital generalized hypertrichosis in their case. And basically what that means is a lot of body hair. We're talking 98% of their body is covered in hair.
I was looking at that picture that you have, and you can basically see their eyes.
Yeah, and around the lips.
Oh, yes, and around the lips. They look kind of like they're wearing hairy ski masks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good. Is that one of their little siblings?
No, it says it's one of their fans.
Oh, okay.
They're taking a picture with one of their fans.
Very cool.
And there's also a man in China named Yu Xinhuan, and his claim to fame, he has the same thing. He's called the hairiest man in China. And hair covers 96% of his body, and he is trying to become a singer, apparently, and make it big as a singer, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the Gomez brothers have him beat big time.
Well, by 2%.
Yeah.
Not much. And Yu has actually made his entertainment debut at the age of 6 in a movie called A Hairy Child's Adventure. So early on, he felt like he was exploited somewhat.
And I'm sure.
He was ashamed. But he's learned to live with it and now kind of embraces it, which is kind of cool.
A Hairy Child's Adventure. I'm looking that one up.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's riveting.
So that is hypertrichosis in a nutshell. You know, there's a lot more. Maybe we should do a full podcast on this. It's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah.
But they, you know, shaving, plucking, electrolysis and laser removal, there are different cosmetic things you can do to help that out.
You know, I also did a tad bit of research on that. And mm-hmm. There's an acquired version. There's genetic version.
Right.
There's an acquired version. And through malnutrition,
you can
develop this.
Well, so your starvation diet, you better watch out, buddy.
That explains the hair on the back.
Yeah. Is it sprouting more and more lately?
Yeah, it is. And it's getting kind of billy goat-esque.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had a pet goat. Did you know that?
I did not.
That's good stuff.
How is its hair? Good growth pattern?
Yeah, of course. Goats are really great pets, actually.
Yeah.
Very affectionate.
Yeah, they are. They can cause some serious allergies, though.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do now.
So here's to you, Nestor, my goat.
Hey, Nestor. Thanks for listening. You want to do one last thing?
Sure.
Okay, so what's the deal with groin hair and armpit hair? I mean, these places aren't exposed to the sun any longer.
Right.
If they are, it's at, like, Camp Sunshine Nudist Resort.
Right. You tell me. Camp Sunshine is actually a camp for kids with cancer, so I doubt that's not a nudist resort.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's another one. You're thinking of the that
Camp
one.
Sunburst.
It's Camp Sunshine in upstate New York.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funded by the same people, strangely enough.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Hey friends, as every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once, and it's really tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing.
Yeah, Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power a bunch of important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them.
Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening, because they believe their product should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. You can learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
The hypothesis.
Right, not a theory yet.
Behind why we have groin hair and armpit hair is because these places are where we emit the most. Yes, see, do you see where I'm demonstrating?
Yeah.
Right here, Chuck. Uh-huh. Look down here. These are where we produce the most pheromones.
Right.
And the hypothesis is that the hair acts as kind of like an amplifier for these pheromones.
Because it traps in the smells?
Mine does.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a grisly topic.
It really
Kristen Conger wrote this, right?
Yeah.
Our colleague.
Way to go, Conger. If you want to read it, you can type in "Why do humans have body hair?" in the handy search bar at howstuffworks.com. Okay. So we did that. All right. So that's "Why do humans have body hair?" right, Chuck?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We need it.
Yeah, I guess. Although, you know, if we ever make it back into the water, prepare to go bald.
Right. And it's funny. Hair, human head hair has become one of the more distinct features that, you know, people have hairdos, and it's a very cosmetic thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, I mean, it's there to protect our head. So,
but it's also to look cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Get a mohawk, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, well, let's plug something, Chuck.
You plug.
Oh, okay, I'll plug. So let's plug the blogs.
Okay.
Chuck and I have a blog called Stuff You Should Know, appropriately enough. And we just post about all sorts of cool stuff. Chuck does a podcast goodness roundup every Friday, too. We post each once a day, every day during the week. And you can find it on the right rail on the homepage of howstuffworks.com.
Yes.
And there's our blog plug.
Perfect.
Which means
listener mail time. Josh, today I'm just going to call this the Great Australian Toad Wart Correction Cast.
Okay.
We missed quite a few things on this one. I'm not ashamed to admit. That happens occasionally, and it happened this time. So here we go with corrections for the Do Toads Calls Warts.
I see that part of it's been redacted.
Right, because someone was wrong. They wrote in and said that toads were not in Perth. But I went back and listened, and you said that they were heading toward Perth.
Yeah.
And I sent the guy a link to an article that verified that they are indeed heading toward Perth and are going to make it there. So beyond that one, Josh, at one point you said there are no predators that have figured out how to eat the cane toad because of the toxins on its back.
Okay.
And apparently an Australian woman wrote in and said that crows have learned how to flip them over and attack the belly
of
the cane toad.
I'll bet that's an unpleasant sensation.
So thank you for that. We don't have names. I apologize about that, folks. I was short on time. We also mispronounce HPV, which is...
I know.
Go ahead and say the real word.
Human papillomavirus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And we said Pavlova virus.
I know.
And that was my fault. As we all know, Pavlova is a dessert and was a famous ballet dancer. And you and I are both into eating dessert and watching ballet, so we probably just
at the same time, too. Pantsless.
So that, yeah, I apologize about the mispronunciation. Josh, he said that there are alligators. He said it kind of in a flip way in Australia.
Oh, no.
Not true. It's crocodiles.
Wow. Were we drunk during that?
No, we weren't. But the list goes on. I mispronounced salicylic acid.
Uh-huh.
I apologize about that. And that is the last correction. But we should mention a couple of folks wrote in and talked about ways to get rid of warts that we did not know.
Okay, let's hear them.
And duct tape was the most well-regarded. I mean, a lot of people said if you put duct tape on it and leave it for a little while, it will get rid of your wart.
How long is a little while? Did you get an impression?
No, I didn't.
Until the wart goes away?
Yeah, I would guess so.
Okay.
And then Chris from L.A., he calls it Lower Alabama, which I always think is funny.
Yeah.
He said breast milk. And I haven't heard that one, so that is unverified, but that's what Chris says.
Chris just may have a thing.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, thank you for all those corrections. Do you want to get the Eau Claire thing out of the way now?
Go ahead.
So it's not Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It's Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin folks wrote in and said, no, no, no.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I guess we should say it's Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for everybody who wrote in to correct us. Whether you were correct or not, you know, if you mentioned Perth, that's okay.
Right. The Aussies loved it, though. They love hearing podcasts about themselves. We got a lot of good feedback.
Right on. We'll have to do that a little more often.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you want to send us any words of encouragement, any words of derision, anything at all, you can shoot an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Are you thirsty? Well, Richard's rainwater is caught clean before it even hits the ground. Rain is naturally pure, so there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. Richard's rainwater contains no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of still rainwater or the cold pressured bubbles of sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And for a coupon, text STUFF to 251-292-8887 and receive $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.